It's now 7:04, and this is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Two figures in the federal corruption case against the former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan were ordered released from prison yesterday, just hours after their lawyers argued for a new trial. Longtime Springfield lobbyist Mike McLean and former Commonwealth Edison CEO Ann Promajori, half of the group that became known as the ComEd Four, will also receive a new trial. They were indicted in 2020 on charges of bribing Michael Madigan. They have already been released to halfway houses after serving months-long sentences in federal prison. Madigan continues to serve a more than 7-year sentence in prison. He's appealing his conviction. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to sell Illinois realtors on his plan to build more affordable housing. Mawa Iqbal has details.
Pritzker is proposing a statewide zoning law, which would limit local government control over the development of multi-unit housing. At an annual Illinois Realtors conference, Pritzker told agents his plan will help people find homes they can afford.
A little more housing in each area of the state can make a world of difference, and it's an opportunity for our state's economy to grow. Don't let anyone tell you that this is some kind of radical removal of local zoning.
In a statement, the Illinois Municipal League says local leaders who meet with their constituents, quote, every day across the state, obviously have a different opinion. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Sangamon County is accepting applications for those interested in serving on the new Mental Health Board. Voters approved that board and a funding structure during the spring election. The board's expected to oversee efforts to expand and improve resources for dealing with mental health needs. The board will have 9 members. The county board will decide on who's selected. Individuals with experience in mental health services, healthcare, education, social services, public safety, and finance are encouraged to apply. The deadline is next week on Monday. A statewide coalition is urging state lawmakers to shore up food access for at-risk Illinoisans who stand to lose their federal benefits. Sam Nofsker has more on that.
Recent changes to the federal SNAP food relief program could see 250,000 Illinois families lose these benefits by May 1st. Chicagoan Tatiana Balagun made the trek to Springfield with her 3 young children to protest the cuts at a state house rally. Balagun says she previously lost her SNAP benefits, but got them back and now worries she could lose them again.
It's like the moment you start working, they want to stop your SNAP because you make too much. They don't understand. People have kids. We got to differentiate between paying our bills or feeding our kids.
The Save Our SNAP Coalition is urging lawmakers to grant a one-time emergency $600 payment to program recipients whose benefits could disappear. I'm Sam Nofsker.
69 degrees right now. We're looking at rain today with a high around 80, low down to 62 tonight with showers expected, a high of 80 tomorrow, and Friday high of 85 before we cool back down more seasonal weather for the weekend. This is NPR Illinois.